Chapter 5. A Sad Voyage Home. Following his thread, Theseus found his way out of the gloomy labyrinth. At the entrance, Ariadne was waiting, and together they hurried to the beach. The 13 other youths were in the boat, and the captain set sail as Theseus and Ariadne splashed aboard. The great bronze giant Talus, however, spotted their escape and lumbered over to smash the boat. Fortunately, the gods showed mercy. To honor Theseus's bravery, Poseidon, god of the sea, sent a great wave. The little boat surfed over the top of this huge breaker just before it crashed against Talus's chest. The force of the water toppled the bronze giant, smashing him to pieces. In this way, Theseus, Ariadne, and the Athenians escaped from Crete. Now that the urgency of their situation was over, the travelers stopped on the island Naxos to recover from their ordeal. During these days, Theseus talked often with Ariadne, and his feelings for her turned to love. So the young prince asked the princess to be his wife, and she quickly nodded, yes. Sadly, this marriage was not to be, for again the gods intervened in Theseus's life, and this time with less happy consequences. "Do not marry Ariadne," the god Dionysus warned Theseus, "because I want her for my wife." Theseus was a brave hero, but he was only mortal. It would be reckless to compete with a god for Ariadne. At dawn the next morning, with Ariadne still asleep on the island, a heartbroken Theseus and the others sailed for Athens. Eventually, Ariadne probably understood Theseus's decision, for she married Dionysus and became a great queen, and when she died, the gods used her crown as a constellation in the sky.